Jennifer is the Chronic Disease Manager at Denver Public Health. She oversees projects in smoke-free living, access to healthy food, safe physical environments, and blood pressure control. She has led efforts to secure sustainable funding for Denver's safe routes to school, staff positions, and the adoption of Denver's Complete Streets policy. She also served in Peace Corps Nepal and has a master's in public health with a focus on international health from Tulane University. Please join me in welcoming Jennifer.
Thank you. Good morning. Let's get started with evaluating the implementation and impact of improving quality PE in Denver public schools. I have no relationships to disclose, but I would like to acknowledge our funders. We were funded at Denver Public Health through the CDC's Community Transformation Grant Program. And the primary goal of this program is to reduce cardiovascular disease by 5% in 5 years. And that also includes risk factors such as tobacco use, secondhand smoke, as well as obesity. And though we focus on all four of those strategic directions in Denver, this presentation is going to focus on the physical activity. We were also funded through our State Office of Health Equity. And to be clear, just as it takes a range of interventions to address cardiovascular disease, we recognize it's the same thing for obesity, and we're just focusing specifically on this piece with physical activity. So in this presentation, I will tell you about the landscape of physical education and Denver Public Schools and some things that aligned for us to do this work, as well as discuss the problem in Denver and the need that we have. I know when I travel nationally and talk about this work, Colorado is that lightest blue state and the trends of BMI, and so I often get the question, well, you guys don't have a problem. So I will indeed address the myth of that there's no problem in Colorado, describe our intervention, and then discuss our evaluation. And spoiler alert, we do only have baseline data at this point, but we will be able to discuss our conceptual design for evaluation, and then also talk about next steps. So the unique thing about Denver Public Schools is that we are the school district in Denver, and so we only have one relationship with Denver as far as one school that addresses all of our Denver Public School children, so that is very fortunate for us in Denver. We're also very fortunate that Denver Public Schools takes the time to have all students do the collection and administer YRBS for all students at Denver Public Schools. The other thing is Denver Public Schools has a health agenda, and that is the framework for their focus, and physical activity is a large part of that agenda. So they were a partner that was really shovel ready to begin this work and focus in this area. The other fortunate thing for us in Denver is that Denver Public Schools really sees physical activity as part of their academic performance plan, and so they recognize the value that physical activity and PE class brings to academic performance, and they've even used that work to leverage more funding for PE. So in Denver, we had the timing of a state mandate for PE in 2011 that timed with the beginning of our community transformation grant. And so the physical education for all elementary school kids is really a large accomplishment as far as mandatory PE. Denver Public Schools actually took it a step further to focus on quality PE. And so they were really innovative as far as saying, we want to go beyond just having PE and make sure that it's quality PE. A little bit about Denver Public Schools. This is their entire student population. It's about 85,000 students, and I just really want to emphasize that this large purple section is the Hispanic Latino population, and recognizing that nationally the Hispanic Latino population suffers disproportionately from obesity and overweight. Beginning with our baseline physical activity levels as far as the need, it is a real problem, seeing that our percentage is over here with less than a third of students having moderate to vigorous physical activity. This is self-report. And then seeing as they move into high school, it's closer to a quarter of students having moderate to vigorous physical activity levels. So as you might expect, with those low physical activity levels and meeting the guidelines, we also have high BMI. So 31% of our students here are overweight or obese, and then you can see, similar to national trends, as they move into the older age groups, it gets worse. And then just another view of the same students, recognizing the disparities, our Hispanic-Latino population significantly higher than our white population. This is my physical activity. I don't have the pointer, so I get to move. So we are assessing the professional development, and there's three primary opportunities for physical activity. I have the advantage of going after Julie, who spoke a lot about Spark, so I'm not going to spend too much on it except for how it's specific to Denver Public Schools and that they have a two-day training, and that's required for all teachers. And their focus really is on that moderate to vigorous physical activity component. The other piece is that teachers also have an opportunity to do the Summer Institute. This is unique to Denver Public Schools. They host it, but they have teachers that can come in from all over, and the National PE Teachers of the Year from middle school and high school, elementary school, they come in to do that type of training. And then the last opportunity is the weekly opportunities, and this really helps students create that lifelong love of physical activity as far as those opportunities. So there are moderate to vigorous physical activity instruction for the teachers, but it also is trying to really bring that holistic picture. So it's not just PE, but activities that students can do beyond the classroom. The other piece with our professional development is that it's not a yes-no, that teachers either have it or they don't. All teachers have professional development. It's just that some teachers may only have the 16 hours from the Spark curriculum, and other teachers may have as many as 44 hours. And so with our analytic plan, we will be able to assign a dose. So just, I know you all have heard SoFit a number of times here, but for us in Denver Public Schools, we are really focusing on that student activity level and focusing on the minutes and the percent of moderate to vigorous physical activity during PE. And we are fortunate enough that our Denver Public Schools has a federal grant that allows them to bring in evaluators to conduct that observation for us. So with our conceptual design, we are really trying to answer the question, does professional development of our teachers increase the moderate to vigorous physical activity? And we have the objective measures of SOFIT, as well as the self-report from YRBS. And then in turn, does that greater physical activity decrease overweight and obesity? And our baseline is that 69% of our students are at a healthy weight right now. So our next steps, we will get all of our teachers trained. We'll include boosters as moving forward so that there's additional trainings as new teachers come on, and just to make sure that that's still fresh as far as the training for moderate to vigorous physical activity. The SOFIT observations will continue through Denver Public Schools, other grants and other sources of funding, and just their commitment to this work. And then we will continue to do our analysis, so we'll get to fill in these other columns for all of you and ultimately be able to answer the question, does professional development increase MVPA and thus BMI in school children? I do really want to emphasize that there are a lot of things that aligned for us to be able to measure this intervention, and we were able to bring those things together and also put a lot of effort into this collaboration as far as trust building and relationship building to get to the point of having all of this data, and we're still working a lot together to really be able to convene these groups and leverage these funding sources together to be able to do this. It certainly has taken a village. And some of the villagers, I really want to acknowledge our co-authors here as far as putting in the work to be able to do this and fully express that commitment and innovation from Denver Public Schools to be able to contribute to this work. And also acknowledge two graduate students who were part of this work in building some of the BMI charts as well as the physical activity levels, Melanie Tran and Jessica Cook. And I will do my best to put you in touch with the majority of my co-workers if you have any challenging questions that I can't answer today. Thank you.
Great, so we have some time for questions.
Yeah, we haven't heard any, and you know, certainly we are not the ones in the schools doing this. So if that has come across, that communication hasn't come up to us as far as teachers not being excited about the curriculum. I myself have not gone to the Summer Institute, but our evaluators have, and they just are like, whoa, this is amazing, and it seems to be that there is a lot of that buy-in and investment, and I think that was a lot of the effort around the school health agenda. Is our schools tend to have a lot of local control within them, but the health agenda was really for the district and getting that buy-in, and this is what the community wants. And so I think there's some of that bottom-up and top-down approach related, but I'll certainly ask. Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, and I think that's probably something that, you know, how do we address that? What's another way? And as far as that, because, you know, certainly there could be some change in behavior based on being observed. You know, I actually don't know how often they're doing it, but I feel like it's pretty standardized, and because they are using a lot of the Spark curriculum and different things that they're really emphasizing similar curriculums, so I don't know that there's as much variance between softball day versus, you know, a different type of activity. Yeah, I think it's primarily group, but my understanding, and I will certainly go back and check and give you my information, but I think if there are teachers falling below or their classes are falling below 50% or greater, that they may get a little bit more attention and some one-on-one opportunities. I think there's certainly, they do have that feedback loop built in, so it's not that the teachers don't know what how they're doing.
Any other questions?
I have a question related to SOFIN as well. I was just wondering, do all the teachers get observed, or is it just a sample of the teachers?
I think it's a sample of the teachers. So I'd have to go back and check, but I'm pretty sure it's only just a sample, and they don't have a way to make sure that every single teacher.
Okay, well, thank you.